VOA News. President Trump faced a growing wave of condemnation Tuesday for his remarks in Helsinki, Finland, during a joint press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Trump said he believed the Russian leader when he said his country had not interfered in the 2016 presidential election, rather than the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had indeed interfered. What could be the long-term impact of the president's comments? Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
He basically denied the undeniable.
American University International Relations Professor Keith Darden says President Trump's comments casting doubt about the findings of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 election are not acceptable.
He couldn't say this didn't happen and I trust Putin rather than the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, my entire intelligence community.
Darden thinks Congress won't want President Trump managing the U.S. relationship with Russia, meaning the two countries won't be negotiating on some key issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Many of Trump's fellow Republicans, along with opposition Democrats, condemned the president's position, calling it, among other things, embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan replied that Russia meddled in our election. We know they interfered with our elections, and we have passed sanctions on Russia to hold them accountable. On Twitter on Tuesday, Trump said he had a good meeting with Putin, but he said, sadly, it is not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy. At the White House Tuesday afternoon, Trump did say he now accepts the conclusion of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia sought to influence the 2016 election. He said, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7 officers. 25 Taliban were killed and 15 wounded. The European Union and Japan have signed a major trade agreement that both sides hope will help their respective economies. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
The trade deal between the European Union and Japan was months in the making, and its impact is potentially vast, covering nearly one-third of the world's GDP and 600 million people. For the Europeans, perhaps, Tuesday's signing ceremony in Tokyo could not have come at a better time. Brussels is engaged in a mounting trade dispute with Washington that has seen retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products like peanut butter and motorcycles after the U.S. began taxing European steel and aluminum imports. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A migrant aid group is accusing the Libyan Coast Guard of abandoning 3 people in the Mediterranean Sea, including a woman and a young child. The child died. The Coast Guard had intercepted 160 people near the Libyan shore. They were headed for Europe. The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office estimates 280 people have been killed, including 19 police officers, and 1,830 injured during protests against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government. It says the state and pro-government armed groups are to blame for the overwhelming number of deaths and injuries. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there is a growing sense of dread that violence will escalate in the lead-up to the anniversary, with more loss of life and a further erosion of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former President Barack Obama gave the 16th annual Nelson Mandela lecture in Johannesburg on Tuesday. He urged people in South Africa and elsewhere to follow Mandela's example and fight the politics of fear and division. The U.S. Census Bureau has found that in American families where the wife has a higher income than her husband, men tend to exaggerate their income by about 3% when responding to income surveys, as opposed to what they report on their income tax forms. Women, researchers found, tend to understate their incomes on the surveys. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.